This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2290. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave, between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded April 10th, Afghanistan, Brazil, Canada, Germany, India, Indonesia, Italy, Korea South, Kurdistan, Liechtenstein, Moldova, Myanmar, North America, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden, Thailand, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Mike Cooper forwards a story from BBC Monitoring. The Taliban de facto government will set up AM radio stations in the border provinces of Afghanistan to prevent propaganda by enemies. So reported the private Tolo News TV on X on the 9th of April. The RTA director made remarks at an inauguration ceremony for a new RTA-run Voice of Sharia, or Shariat Khag, AM radio station in the southern province of Kandahar, but no frequency details. Brazil, from São Paulo, Rudo Figueiredo reports, listening to Radio Voz Missionária in Camboriú, Santa Catarina, on April 5th, the announcer happily reported that they'd acquired three transmitters, supposedly from the old Radio Marumbi, for frequencies in the 49, 31, and 25-meter bands. They expected 5940 to return to the air by the end of the following week, and power of the new transmitter for 11750 would be increased from 1 to 10 kilowatts. Also, in his April 7th survey of official Brazilian shortwave stations, he noted that RVM's 9665 frequency was putting out a spurious signal on 9593.77 and 9736.23. And about Rádio Brasil Central in Goiânia on 11815, he says it was active but with a very weak signal, and migration to FM was announced soon, according to social media information spread. And its other frequency, 4985, remains unheard. That deals only with stations which are official and licensed, but there are lots of Brazilian unlicensed stations, or unofficials. So Zacharias Liangas in Greece carried out a similar report on April 8th about the stations he's been hearing via remote receivers in Brazil. On 6135, Scala was regular. 6150, Saturno, very regular, also heard in southeastern Australia. 6200, Ankara, Western Music, irregular. 6205 country, very irregular, possibly moved to 7670. 7350 second frequency for Scala, nearly regular. 7670 country or star, irregular. And 9290 irregular, Araucaria. Following up last week's news about a new international service from Radio Nacional Amazonia on 11780 and 6180, the high power transmitters. Many of us have been monitoring these. It turns out they're scheduled only on weekdays, that is UT Tuesday through Saturday, and are subject to preemption by silly ball games, and that has already happened a number of times. In fact, there have only been four episodes, that is two-part interviews, about what's going on in Belém Pará. The updated scheduling via Sergio Doria Bartamian in Brazil via the DX Nosarios WhatsApp group, via Horacio Nero in Uruguay. Tony Pavic in BC says, I find these segments interesting. Hope they lead to more and longer form segments a la Rádio Brás, which used to have a one-hour broadcast in English on shortwave from Brazil. He says now would be a great time to email them and tell them how much the English segment was appreciated and that you would love to hear more programming in English with news and music from Brazil. I regret to note that CHR, Trenton Military's Aviation Weather, has disappeared again from 15034 USB in the daytime and 6754 USB at night. This after several weeks of saying no report received after every single airport they would ordinarily cover. This misbehavior pattern has happened time and time again, eventually to resume with some reports received. Anyhow, they might as well turn it off until they can get some reports. Via Mike Cooper, an opinion piece from the Toronto Star of April 9th. CBC is vital and unites us as Canadians. It's by Shalene Drakes-Tull. Since last November, my radio has been locked onto CBC Radio. There's so much happening in the world directly affecting Canadians. I need to understand how it's going to impact my life. That's why the CBC, our national public broadcaster, still matters. Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre has reiterated his commitment to defund the CBC. Liberal leader Mark Carney, on the other hand, has proposed modernizing the broadcaster to help it navigate falling ad revenue and a changing media landscape. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh emphasizes the importance of a strong public broadcaster with sustained federal support to inform and connect Canadians. And the Green Party wants to enhance CBC funding and expand coverage of local news and Indigenous languages. Tony Pavick in BC previews specials of his Pop Shop Radio. In addition to regular hits, misses, and everything between, the April subject will be no-hit radio, big hit singers and groups, and big flop records, airing from 16 to 20 April. Via Germany on Channel 292 at 1600 Wednesday and 22 UT Saturday on 3955 and 9670. And via shortwave gold in Germany at 13 UT Saturday on 6160 and 19 UT Sunday on 3975. Via Manuel Mendez, Atlantic 2000 will be on the air Saturday, 12th of April, at 08209 UT on 6070 and 9670 via Channel 292. Updating the schedule given last week for Uncle Bill's programs via Channel 292, the Sunday broadcasts on 9670 will be 1 hour earlier than previously scheduled at 17 UT in order to avoid interference. That's April 13th with From the Isle of Music and April 20th with Uncle Bill's Melting Pot. Via the remote in Qatar, Wolfgang Büschel found All India Radio or Akashvani way off frequency. For the service in Pashto, that would be 0430 to 06 UT, April 6th on 11804.769. It's the Kingsway transmitter site near New Delhi. Ron Howard in California does not need to use the remote to hear RRI Nabiri Indonesia on 7289.93. He notes that its sign-off times varies widely, they just cut off, such as on April 4th at 10:01, April 3rd at 08:41, April 1st at 09:46, and earlier logs on March 1st until 09:18, and January 6th until 09:02. Kari Kallio in Finland forwards a reply from Marconi Radio International in Italy, saying that they now have regular broadcasts on the second weekend of each month, such as April 12th and 13th, from 12:30 to 14:30 UT, and 19:30 to 21:30, on 7400 and 11390. Although, as I reported last week, it was still being heard on March 31st, at the beginning of the 825 season, the Spanish Hour from KBS World Radio on 11880 at 01 UT, having been moved from Greenville to Wolverton, UK, it was still being heard, but when I checked again on April 9th, no signal during that hour on 11880. And it's not on their schedule either. Wolfgang Büschel reports the Kurdish National Program Radio, presumably the PKK station Dengagel, on 11544.995. April 6th at 0505 UT, tentatively from the Yerevan Gavar site in Armenia. But the Turkish jammer missed it by that much. It was on 11550.009. About Liechtenstein, Dr. Hans-Jürgen Biener in Germany reports, in a referendum initiated by a right-wing populist party, a majority of participating voters voted to abolish the public broadcasting law and thus Radio Liechtenstein. No private investor was found to take over the station, which now leaves Liechtenstein without any radio station of its own. It was on FM, I think, but I see in WRTH there are some relays of Swiss networks on FM in Liechtenstein. Mexico's last shortwave station on 6185 Radio Educación had been off the air since at least March 12th without explanation. So we were glad to hear it again on April 8th, thanks to a tip from Ron Howard, who heard it first at 0248. It's 33 hertz below 6185 as we measured it, 6184.967. At 0300, there was a full ID for XEPPM, so it was not a simulcast of medium wave at that time. They said, a las 03 horas, vamos con las noticias adelante. Probably it would be on the air all night again, relaying 1060 after 0600. And indeed, we did hear it at 0650 April 9th, but the air was dead. Being back on the air hardly matters if it doesn't modulate. This was often a problem before the quadra-week hiatus. Perhaps no one minds the shortwave store after midnight. But the following night, it was at least under-modulating. Mild under Moldova, that is, the part occupied by Russia, which they call Transnistria. Some tests on 7465 kHz. Alexander Myatnikov says this was testing for the Far East with Vesti FM programming. They wanted to assess coverage of the Chukotka Autonomous Okrug, 15 degrees at 300 kilowatts. But that frequency really should be too low for a daytime path. There were three half-hour periods on April 9th and 10th, which many of us tried to hear. Kai Ludwig says someone in the radio scanner thread wonders the purpose of this, demonstrating a transmission from Grigoryopol to Chukotka. Could it be offering it as a replacement for Komsomolsk, because they want to eliminate that facility? It is perhaps no mistake that the chosen frequency is too low, as if it is intended not to work. Then Alexander follows up with a next round of tests on a different frequency, 11530. April 10th at 21, April 11th at 03 and 09 UT, half an hour each. As I record, it happens to be almost 21 UT on April 10th, so I'm going to check it out.
Катаев, здравствуйте. Россия сможет закрыть вопросы по жилищному строительству, заявил Владимир Путин на встрече с генеральным директором корпорации Дом.РФ Виталием Мутко.
There were Vesti FM IDs before they played the national anthem for 3 minutes, and then we heard a recording as they were starting their newscast. Anyhow, pretty good reception, but not in Chukotka. This was into the remote in Holland. Of course, the newer test frequency, 11530, risked running into the Kurdo-Turco radio wars you mentioned a few minutes ago, anywhere from 11500 to 11550. In his NASA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports an unidentified program in Burmese on 13630, April 2nd at 1338. HFCC lists a transmission via the UAE site, but does not show who's sponsoring the program or the name of it. It may well be clandestine. Harold Sellers reports, as of April 2nd, that Encompass Digital Media were broadcasting Mizima Media, that is a clandestine for Myanmar, midnight 30 to 1 UT on 9430, and 1230 to 13 on 17500, daily from the UAE site starting the 1st of April, for approximately 10 days with special programming in response to the earthquake in Myanmar. Richard Langley had a good signal from that on the 4th of April into the remote in Holland just before 1230 UT on 17500. North America, station YHWH, the Antichrist Pirate on 7475, had not been heard for a few nights, but Walt Simon of NBC, who keeps checking for it, says on UT April 8th, it was not on the air before 0500, but he came back at 0505, and it was on the air with quite strong reception. One of the stronger evenings, an old program about Christianity, the greatest hoax ever, as Josiah says. Via Dario Gabrielli in AER El Dial, a report in Spanish from the website of Radio Slovakia International, saying that their Rimavska Sobota transmitter would be demolished in the coming months. Of course, by transmitter, they're talking mainly about the shortwave antennas. The facility represented an unnecessary economic burden, and the mass were a frequent target for adrenaline enthusiasts, who, despite strict prohibition on access, climbed the structures and often risked serious injury or even death, so justifying the approved decision to demolish the site. It consists of 12 masts. The detonation would be carried out in three phases between April and July. The area remediated and the debris removed. Expected completion date is October 2025. For many years, Radio Slovakia International shortwave broadcasts were made from this very site. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2290, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Dr. Richard Langley in New Brunswick, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. He says, to support World of Radio, an overdue contribution, following my fellow scientist and also longtime radio nerd, Phil Erickson, making a recent contribution to jog my memory, at SWL since 1963. One may also contribute via money order or check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. In communication of the British DS Club, Alan Pennington says, Indy Radio, I-N-D-Y, is a Spanish online radio station with a shortwave relay. Spanish music from the 80s, 90s, and aughts. The shortwave relay operates most days, always on 6931 AM, with a variable carrier. Power 15 watts. Reception usually poor outside the Canary Islands where the transmitter is likely located. It can be heard in North America on a nightly basis, but usually only appears as a carrier with a trace of audio. Sometimes interferes with North American pirates on 6930 USB. I have also seen reports that it transmits from Sevilla. It is on X. The North American frequency of Spanish foreign radio was missing for most of the first few days of the A25 season, 15500. It was finally back on the air by April 8th, but that was a Tuesday. But it was still on the air on Wednesday, April 9th, when there was English, at 22 UT for half an hour, also on Fridays and Mondays. The other frequencies to check, as we may need to if some of them are missing, 15520, 15390, and 17715. Via Christer Brunström in Shortwave Bulletin, another Easter broadcast from the Swedish DX Federation this year, actually on Good Friday, April 18th. It's for Swedish and Nordic DXers, with lots of music in the 60-minute broadcast, via Channel 292 in Germany. It's at 07 UT and repeated at 16 on 9670. Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reports that Saranrom Radio, the Royal Radio Station of Thailand, a megawatt on 1575 kHz via the USAGM Banpachi transmitter site, has been off the air since the site is closed. No signal detected, even at a remote in Thailand. Previous schedules were Monday through Friday at 10:30 to 11:30, 12 to 12:30, and 15 to 15:30, and Sunday to Thursday, 22:30 to 24. That was the only frequency they would use. At other times, of course, it was carrying Voice of America or Radio Free Asia. However, they were still producing programs to be heard on YouTube as of April 5th. Walt Salmon Ibn BC says, I listen every morning and can confirm that overnight in North America into our morning, there is no sign of the old VOA 1575 Thailand. All that I hear is AFN Japan and rarely Australia or New Zealand on 1575. Stephen Luce in Houston says, another good time to hear BBC World Service on shortwave in North America, even though it's not aimed at us, is 04 to 05 UT on 12095 via Madagascar, in addition to 12 to 14 UT on 21565. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Daily Mail of 9 April. Why did the BBC spend a fortune on a news site in Pidgin English, a dialect with racist roots? Why on earth should license fee payers foot the bill for a language that started as a bastardized form of English, never intended to be written down? But Mike Berkoff forwards a response, as it were, from 2018, which appeared in Quartz. English-based Pidgin for West and Central Africa is now a year old, and it's thriving. News Pidgin reaches a weekly audience of 7.5 megapeople in Nigeria and around the world on Radio Online, Facebook, and Instagram. It should be applauded. Pigeons deserve full recognition because they're spoken by a sizable number of people in West Africa. Ben Cobb refers us to a story in Radio World of April 10th, which I suggest you look up. It quotes him as well as others. It's titled, Mystery Surrounds Three Pending U.S. Shortwave Stations. We try to unpack the meaning behind two construction permits and one new license granted by FCC and their ties to HF traders. Again, this week there's been a huge amount of press and comment about the Trump administration's destroying the Voice of America and other U.S. government international broadcasting. I can only hit some of the major points in the time remaining. First, my information from reliable sources. As of April 4th, OCB might resume broadcasting shortwave from Greenville to Cuba, but nothing else. Those in overall charge of engineering and transmission have been dismissed. It's unlikely that previous arrangement could be resumed in any reasonable length of time, even if it should be authorized. The Tajikistan relays ended April 1st, and the South Korean FEBC medium wave transmitters relays, as well as the Djibouti 1431. They were funded on a quarterly basis, and DOGE would not allow them for another quarter. Radio Free Asia transmissions via two shortwave sites of Taiwan have continued, as has Radio Liberty in Russian via Radio Baltic Waves in Lithuania on 1386 kHz, but we don't know for how much longer. And as of April 10th, except for possibly Greenville with Radio Marti, no shortwave or medium wave broadcasts are expected to resume anytime soon. All USAGM engineering and operational positions have been dissolved. Most personnel have opted for deferred resignation rather than being terminated. Unfriendly powers such as Russia, USSR, China, North Korea, Iran, could not get rid of VOA and the other services, but now our own government has accomplished that in a few weeks, thanks to Trump and Musk and Lake. Rest in peace, the 83 years of U.S. international radio history, since VOA was founded in 1942. Bill Telford remarks about Radio Marti, so the most scandal-ridden, least useful child in a USAGM family may be the sole survivor. Typical government logic. In communication of the British DX Club, other giants of shortwave's golden age had their concerns, including George Wood of Radio Sweden, who said, "Betrayal. Whatever happened to the anti-Russians of the Republican Party? This is Putin's dream come true." Bob Zanotti of Swiss Radio International, retired in Switzerland and Sound, says this is a disaster and the epitome of ignorance of international affairs. How can this madness be stopped? I express my solidarity with my broadcasting colleagues at the VOA. In Australian DX News, Craig Seeger says, "We can't help but observe that in the world's largest democracy, the lunatics seem to be running the asylum. These broadcasters have been instrumental in delivering uncensored news to millions living under authoritarian regimes, where state-controlled media dominate and independent journalism is suppressed. By cutting federal support, the administration has silenced these voices, leaving a void that adversarial powers like China and Russia are eager to exploit." However, it's not all over yet. An RFE press release says they will stay in court until we have adequate assurance that USAGM will follow the law and send us the funds that Congress appropriated to us. Via Mike Cooper, the New York Times April 4th headlined, "Trump officials have not funded Radio Free Europe despite a court order." On April 5th, John Filiozzi says, "I checked to see if Music Time in Africa was on. No audio, just an open channel. One more thing we'll be doing without because of who's in the White House." And Paul Steckler says, "On the shortwave app and internet streaming app for Linux, I checked VOA Afrique, VOA African Service, VOA Learning English, and VOA One The Hits. All had a working stream, but were silent." Via Mike Cooper, Associated Press, on April 6th, foreign journalists at U.S.-backed media fear being sent to repressive homelands after Trump's cuts. At least 84 USAGM journalists in the U.S. on work visas could face deportation, including at least 23 at serious risk of being immediately arrested upon arrival and potentially imprisoned. Ogle Bill Telford says, I think RFERL specifically would be better off in the long term if it continues to exist at all, if funded and operated by some European entity under the EU rather than the U.S. VOA's Steve Herman was interviewed on a CBS 60 Minutes report, April 6. You might want to look it up. Also check his profile, because he's also a ham, W7VOA, at QRZ.com. Via Mike Cooper, Washington Post, April 9th. Kerry Lake to be detailed to State Department to dismantle VOA parent agency. Bill, WE7W, says, I would vote her as the next ambassador to Heard Island. So much more, you may read all about it in the World of Radio IO group. Some schedule changes concerning World of Radio, but we don't know if they are permanent. Sunday at 23:30 UT on WRMI. For several weeks, we've been on both 7570 and 7780. However, on April 6, we're on 7780 only. Or so I thought, but Peter Hansen discovered another extra frequency at that time, 9455. For some time, IRRS has had World of Radio only on medium wave 1323 from Italy. However, Dr. Hans-Jörg Wiener in Germany reports that on Tuesday, April 8th, he heard World of Radio on shortwave 7290 at 1830 UT. WRNO New Orleans had been missing for a while from 7505. Walt Solomon of NBC, however, heard them back on the air on April 10th at 0339, apparently in Hindi, and at 0400 into English. He says, always nice to hear WRNO back on the air, the second oldest shortwave station, non-governmental, in the U.S., after WINB. In the medium wave circle, Andrew Braid says, serving the cities of Lewiston and Auburn, Maine, 1470 WLAM Lewiston is licensed for 5 kilowatts day and night, with a directional antenna pointing to the northeast. And being near the New England coast, WLAM has consistently been one of the most commonly heard U.S. stations on 1470 here in the U.K. Radio Insight reports it will sign off permanently Monday, 14th April at 0359 UT. It will close along with 750 WJTO in Bath, Maine. The cost of operating and maintaining the stations has just become too much. And Graham Bell in South Africa says WLAM was often heard in Cape Town, over 12 megameters away. Ron Howard and I note that Radio Vanuatu has made another schedule change, no longer on 7260, but changing from 9960 to 3945 at 0659 UT. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued April 7th. Geomagnetic activity expected to be primarily quiet to unsettled, with an isolated active period, ANK indices peaking at 12 and 3, April 11th to 14th, 15 and 4 on April 21st to 24th, and hitting 40 and 6 by May 2nd. Quietest spans of only 5 and 2 are April 16th to 18th and 26th to 30th. Solar flux rising from 135 April 15th to a peak of 170 April 28th to 29th. Consult our website for much more info. worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here, concluding World of Radio 2290 with a standard disclaimer.